AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Top military and security cabinet members have been on Capitol Hill briefing lawmakers on recent boat strikes in the Caribbean.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth says the public will not get to see unedited video of a boat strike that killed survivors in the Caribbean. After briefing senators with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Hegseth says members of the two armed services committees will get to see the video, but he's not saying if all lawmakers will. And
of course, we're not going to release a top secret, full unedited video of that to the general public.
The two secretaries defended the boat strikes and growing military escalation off Venezuela as helping stop drugs from reaching the U.S. Bipartisan investigations are looking into the strikes, and California Democrat Adam Schiff is among those questioning how it's all being done.
I found the legal explanations and the strategic explanations incoherent.
Schiff says he'll push for the Senate to vote on making the video public. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a Vanity Fair interview, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is criticizing Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case and broadly defending Donald Trump's second presidency. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is defending Wiles.
This is, unfortunately, another example of disingenuous reporting, where you have a reporter who took the chief of staff's words wildly out of context, did not include the context those conversations were had within.
Wiles did not dispute any details in the profile. Rob Reiner's son Nick was not in court in Los Angeles. Medical reasons were given. He's accused of killing his parents in their home. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban to include five more countries. A doctor who helped sell ketamine to Matthew Perry in Los Angeles was sentenced to less than a year home confinement. This is AP News. A judge in Wisconsin ruled two aides to President Trump must face trial in a 2020 fake elector scheme.
The charges relate to attempts by the former aides to present a slate of Republican electors to Congress, falsely claiming that President Trump had won Wisconsin in 2020, even though he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. The Wisconsin case is moving forward even as others in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have stalled. Last year, a special prosecutor dropped a federal case alleging Trump conspired to overturn the 2020 election. A Dane County Circuit judge ruled that there was probable cause to proceed with the 11 felony forgery charges against Jim Tropis, who was Trump's campaign attorney in Wisconsin, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020.
Prosecutors are trying to paint a Milwaukee judge who was on trial as rudely approaching federal officers and making it more dangerous for them to do their jobs when she helped an immigrant escape arrest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.